distance? Does it really matter? You know, there's a physical distance, and then there can be an emotional or spiritual distance. I remember after graduating from high school, getting on an airplane and flying all the way out to Los Angeles. And man, it was wild watching the sun go down over the ocean out there. I love that. Missed home. And I remember driving my sister's Ford Pinto all the way back across the United States. When I came into the mountains of Tennessee and saw all those trees and all that green after crossing the desert, I was like, "Woo!" Man, I was excited. Home. But Peter followed at a distance. And that's where the danger is. The Bible says he did. And then when he followed from a distance, that it was in that circumstance where he ended up denying Christ three times. So we put ourselves in a dangerous place when we follow at a distance. I remember watching National Geographic. If you ever have watched, you know, it's always that last straggler of the herd that the predators come and attack and have for lunch. Distance can be a very dangerous thing, and it doesn't have to be physical, because in the physical sense, there's nowhere we can go from God's presence. But in a spiritual sense or an emotional sense, we can withdraw. We can stop reading our Bibles. We can stop attending church. We can stop praying and talking. We can stop worshiping. And this is very dangerous things, because that's where the real temptation then comes, when we're at a distance. You know, recently we've been trying to do our broadcast from church, and our bandwidth on our internet service provider has gone down, and so we've had to lower the quality. This is a problem. I want to send out as good a quality as we can, so I've been working on all that this week, and I ended up bringing the router closer. And that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get our wireless router as close as we can. And as it turns out, if you're linking your any kind of device to a wireless router, it may say that it has this speed or that speed. But the reality is, every step that you move away from that router decreases the amount of efficiency. That is, the speed goes down and down and down and down until finally there's no signal and no speed at all. And so I'm trying to get the router closer to our devices. In the same sense, you know, if we get away from Christ, we lose strength. We become weak, and then we become vulnerable to temptation. And so what we want to do is get as close to him as possible. Now, what I'm going to do once I get the router moved up toward the front of the church is probably end up buying some adapters and hooking our cameras up directly with a wire. Yeah, good old-fashioned wires. It's amazing how effective they can be. It's a direct connection. No distance in between at all. It's like being plugged into the vine. Jesus said, "I'm the vine and you are the branches. Abide in me and you shall bear much fruit." If we don't abide in the vine, if we're not connected, if we get too much distance, we die. And so this is just a reminder to myself and to anybody listening. Let us stay close to Christ. He is our source of strength, of wisdom, of life, of direction, of hope, of peace, of grace, of everything. He is our all in all. And we don't want to get any distance between us and our Savior, because that's where the danger is. And that's a lesson we learned from Peter whenever he denied the Lord three times. I want to be strong in the Lord. I want to be close to him. I want to be at the feet. I want to be hand in hand. This is Joe Barrett. Have a blessed day, and may we all walk closer to Christ.